You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Joshua Darren. I'm a content creator on the spooky and paranormal, history and true crime. You can find me everywhere at Joshua Darren. And we are playing Real or Creepy.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm Elizabeth Cheney, host of the In Between podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at @ElizabethCheney_ or at @InBetweenPod. And otherwise, I am here to play Real or Creepy.
All right, man, those are some fabulous introductions for you guys, if I do say so myself. And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another episode of Real or Creepy. I'm Noah Daniels, and I'm your host, and we're going to jump into story one. This one is titled Train Ride. There are several other incidences that happened in the coal mine while I was there. I helped spray powdered limestone dust in the mine several times, working with a guy from West Virginia who was very experienced in dusting. One day after the Reese incident, he confided in me his own experience. The coal seams back in West Virginia are only about 60 inches tall. The mine had a rail system to take the miners in and out and a separate train to take the coal out. He was scheduled to dust a particular section just off the main line. So the train stopped as he got off. Everyone waved to him as the train left. He went through the main door to start working in the section. He worked all day in the closed, loud section. When it was time to go home at the end of the shift, he went out the main door to find the train waiting for him, which was unusual. Most times he had to wait for the train to show up. When he got into the train car, everyone in there moved out of the way and no one would sit by him or talk to him. They just smiled at him. Miners usually play jokes on each other, so this was pretty normal to him. He got off the train just shy of the main entry portal and went into the mine office to report what he had done for the day. Everyone stared at him and wanted to know how he was there. He explained that he rode the train out just like every day he'd worked before. They called him a liar and they were going to fire him. He told them to ask the guys he rode on the train with. They asked if he was being funny. Finally, he took them back into the mine to show where he had done his work. It was there that they told him that the train had lost its brakes and had plummeted to the bottom of the mine, killing everyone just after he had gotten off. So he could not have ridden the train, but did. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, I'm just going to say this off the jump. To me, this is like classic creepypasta, but maybe not. I don't know. It's a fun, spooky story. Joshua, how do you feel about this one?
See, what they did was, they got me thinking about West Virginia. And so from the jump, I was like, oh, hell yeah, this is haunted. But then I realized, like, I kind of felt where this was going. And I was just waiting for it at this point. With West Virginia, you know, you have like Mothman and all that kind of stuff. So now you're like, oh, yeah, this is it. No, this is about as creepypasta as you can get to be, at least for me. I could be wrong. It could be real. I mean, this man could have ridden the train a long time ago and popped up and said, hey, y'all, I'm here. Back in business, baby. One more employee that you don't have to pay. But I don't know. It almost felt too clean for it to be a real story for
me. It felt like an Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like R.L. Stine could have written the story.
Yeah. Liz, how do you feel about this one?
I think it's creepypasta as well. Clean for sure. I mean, honestly, it was so short and I was kind of confused on who was telling the story.
Me too, as I was reading it.
Well, because at first I was like, oh, there's this person it had interaction with this gentleman. But then the way the story, the story tells like you're reading a book. Like it literally reads like a story. So I think it's creepypasta.
For sure. For sure. Fun story all the same. But, yeah, you know, if it was real and that happened to me, you're talking about messing you up for the rest of your life. I mean, goodness gracious, that would be horrifying.
Yeah. Oh, another thought. So they're saying that right after he gets dropped off, that train crashes. So allegedly this ghost train picks him back up and they're like, how'd you get here? I'm sorry. If a train crashed and killed like a bunch of people, you're still in business that day. You didn't go to check on your guy. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's kind of a dick. That's
not tracking.
You guys are going to get haunted.
Don't say that.
We're moving. Liz is so serious.
Do not say that.
All right, moving on to our next story. This one does not have a title. When I was 18 years old, I was having pregnancy symptoms. I took tests, but they said negative. I was a fun 18-year-old. I smoked and drank, so I was very nervous about being pregnant. But I kept getting negative, so I thought, well, there's no reason to quit. Except for that nagging feeling I had. So one night before bed, I asked for a sign. I spoke out loud and I said, if I am pregnant, please, 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 please send me a sign and I will stop everything I'm doing. I shit you not. The second I said thank you, the poster on my wall got lifted up like there was a sudden wind. The bottom of the poster wasn't attached to the wall, only the top was. I had my vents closed and my window shut. It was also past midnight, and the hours I had been in my room before the poster never even made a wiggle until that moment. I was terrified, so I hid under my blankets and turned on Pandora to drown out any scary sounds. The first song that played was There Goes My Life by Kenny Chesney. If you've never heard it, it's about getting pregnant young thinking there goes my life. But then in the end, the child was just the beginning of their life. I bawled my little eyes out. A week or so later, I got the positive test, and it turns out I was almost 2 months pregnant. My body was just slow in making enough HCG hormones to detect my pregnancy on the pregnancy test. Wow. Well, that was a ride. Liz, what are your thoughts on this one?
Oh, the story's over? I would say, sorry. So I think that's my answer right there. I think it's a creepypasta.
The most ADD response ever.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a creepypasta.
What? But I'm curious, okay, because I see this one as kind of being an either or kind of, because there was detail in it. What about this one?
The poster. I mean, the song I can actually get by, but the poster just like wafting in the wind, I don't believe.
Well, that's one vote for creepy. Joshua, how do you feel about this one?
I'm actually kind of on the fence. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that's how I feel on this one too.
Part of me wants to say that it's a creepypasta. Part of me wants to believe. The only thing that makes it hard is because as now with like the person that I am, I used to like haphazardly ask for signs all the time in moments where I was really distressed or just really wanted to know something. And I was just tired of all the games, you know? And so I'd be like, hey, send me a sign or else. And sometimes I'd get them, sometimes I wouldn't. And it's that part where I think like, in your most vulnerable states and you ask for a sign, like you sometimes get them and just kind of like ignorantly too, like you're transparent, you're vulnerable, you're honest, you're genuine, but you're also kind of like ignorant to not knowing to be very specific about the signs that you ask for. Cause signs come in many different ways. Like I could ask for a sign now and the ceiling could cave in on me and that could have been my sign, you know, but that's neither here nor there.
Be great
that's
for the podcast if you could do that.
Yeah, no, I'd have a lot of good stories for you. but yeah, that's the thing that kind of has me hung up. The Kenny Chesney almost seems too good to be true. It could be a false memory.
I kind of wanted the song to be Like a Virgin, but
I believe in asking for signs too. I do want to say that. I too am one of those people who's like, just give me a sign, give me a sign. But it's just the, I don't know, the way in which it was described just seemed a little for me. Yeah. Like the poster thing.
The poster thing is interesting. I really don't know how to feel about that either. Like I personally had an experience that involved a poster, but it was not like that. And so I don't know if I'm like not validating by saying it's not like that, or if I should validate it because I had something similar. It's so short though, that also makes me want to believe it. Like it was like somebody who doesn't necessarily believe or like in the field. And so it'd be like a really short story because it haven't had a lot of experience.
Was the poster you had, was it that Carmen Electra poster from the 90s?
Yeah.
And you got it at a carnival.
Yeah. And then the Jessica Biel one right beside it. But
somewhere somebody in their mid to late 30s is going, yep, I had that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Alba was over there on the other side. But anyways.
All right, Joshua, gun to your head, real or creepy? What's your gut? You got something in your gut. What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I'm going to go against the grain and say real.
All right. Our first disagreement on the series with you guys, I think.
But it's like a loose real.
This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels, and oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough, and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box. When you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me, free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
This one's a tough one for me too. I could certainly go either way, but both of you have made great points that I think will strike home with the audience. I think more for me, I just want this one to be real. Because it's tied up in a nice little bow for me, you know.
It's a good story too. Like, yeah. It's a good ending.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I agree with that.
And like, I have there's one, like, I don't ask for signs, but I've been given them, and I'll just share one. So I feel very connected to Cardinals, which isn't unusual. A lot of people have that same feeling, but I was out jogging one day a couple years ago, gosh, maybe 3-4 years ago. And there was a dead Cardinal on the sidewalk, and I immediately stopped because that's the only time I've ever seen a dead Cardinal for whatever reason. I just never seen him. And it was splayed out with his wings opened. And it just, my gut said, man, I'm about to get some bad news. And literally like 20 minutes later, my doctor called me from a test I had done and was like, hey, you know, you've got this health condition. You need to go see this doctor and get this test done and yada, yada, yada. And I was just like, that's so weird, you know, to see this thing that felt like a bad omen and then get bad news. Now, you know, a lot of people listen and go, that's just happenstance. Maybe, I don't know. You know, there's lots of things in life that happen, but have you guys ever had, you don't have to go into detail if you want to, but have you ever had omens like that take place in your life?
Yes, I can for 100% say yes. And this is why I was like kind of harping on asking for a sign. I'm very intentional with asking for signs now. Because like you, I've said this before on the podcast, but I have a very close connection with birds of prey, hawks in particular, but not limited to hawks. It's usually hawks, osprey, eagles, falcons, all of them. So just birds of prey, everything but owls pretty much. And I see them like constantly. And I've had some like conversations with some people who above my pay grade, who just kind of let me know like, hey bud, like that's your spirit animal, embrace it. And so when I ask for a sign, I'll ask to see my spirit animal in some form or fashion within a certain time frame. I need an answer for something. I'll go outside and be like, hey, you know what it is. And if I see one or hear one, then I'm like, okay. And I kid you not, every time I've done that, it has always been the right choice. Some people don't know this, but I guess I'll just share with the pod now. So I recently quit my job, but I specifically went out to the river in Columbus. I was getting my tattoo, actually. And I was just out by the river, like hanging out at the pier or like the boardwalk or whatever. It's not really either one of those two things. A sidewalk where people run, whatever. There were no birds out. Like the only that like would matter. The only birds that were out were like crows and like mockingbirds. So usually you don't see birds of prey around either one of those two because both crows and mockingbirds like to chase hawks and eagles. But I was out there and I was just like, okay, I have to make this decision soon. Like I need to know like what I need to do. So I'm asking for a sign. I need to see a hawk over here, over this water within 5 minutes if I need to do this. And I kid you not, I heard it. I saw it. It came. It showed me it was there. Flew away. I didn't see another hawk. I didn't see him again. I didn't see anything. And that's how I knew. So I do that often. And that's how I make a lot of my big decisions now, because I know that it's like, if I'm connected and the veil's thin and my spirit guides and spirit, all that blah, blah, then I know that I have my answer. So
yeah.
Long story, wow. But yeah, definitely have a deep connection with my spirit animal. So much so that a feather is tattooed on me now. So.
What about you, Liz? Do you have a shorter version of that?
Well, I was actually going to say, you know, whenever I ask for signs, I always think of it as like, I always internalize it, like my intuition. So I think like, if I call them like goosebumps, but they're like validation bumps, but that is what I kind of respond to when I'm making a decision. Am I making, like, I pull tarot cards to help me. I'll do like a simple 4-card spread. And I just kind of let my intuition guide me. And I kind of resonate with the vibrancy, like the vibration of whatever it is. However, I do want to say, I really like asking for a sign through your spirit animal. I've never really thought about that. I do have a kinship to cardinals. I think because my grandfather raised me on that. And then when he passed, I just felt like anytime I was really, because he was like my father, because my real birth father is not in my life. My grandpa took care of me it was the father role in my life. And I feel like anytime that I'm kind of like insecure or beaten or like unsure about myself or like a life decision, I will always just see a single red cardinal. And I feel like that is him reminding me, like, you're doing the right thing. Trust your decisions. Like I'm here. I see you kind of thing. But I think your story is really cool, Josh. That's, I might have to be like, where's my spirit animal? And just see what shows up. And then just like a big fat pigeon just like sits there and just like, hey. And I'm like, cool.
I just picture your neighbor being like, the crazy bird lady is out there.
What I find cool about that, though, is that there's like a lot of lore around cardinals, though, in particular, too, about those being loved ones that cared about you coming to visit you. So I think that's beautiful, too, because it comes in a time of need. And it's just a singular red cardinal. And you have had that relationship that would resonate with that. That's what comes to you.
You got me over here like getting really introspective. I'm like, oh my gosh, why have I not put more thought into this?
So speaking of being introspective, Liz, where can our audience find all of your great content?
Oh yes, definitely the queen of introspection over here. So the In Between podcast with Elizabeth Cheney. You can follow me on Instagram. And if you're not, you should, because I'm pretty cool, at Elizabeth Cheney _. And then you can follow the podcast Instagram account at In.BetweenPod. And then every once in a blue moon, I get a hair across my ass and post on TikTok. So at the In Between podcast.
Absolutely. Make sure you do that. Liz posts great content. And it's always a joy to follow her. Joshua, where can our audience find your content?
Yeah, and that's very true. Liz posts the best content and sometimes has shades with fire in them. So really like that. But yeah, so you could find me everywhere at Joshua Darren. You could find me on TikTok, hopping on live haphazardly whenever I feel like it. I should put out disclaimers, but I don't. But yeah, find me there. Talk to me there. Do some stuff there. Everywhere else, Joshua Darren, Dairen. I'm on this podcast, my favorite. I do work for Alabama Vintage, which is AO.com's vintage section for Alabama history stories and whatever I feel like.
And if you're in Opelika, make sure you go to the coffee shop downtown. That is Joshua's awesome coffee shop. My wife and I actually got to visit it not too long ago, and it was super rad to meet Joshua in person and get to check out his coffee shop. Well, guys, we did it. That's another episode of Real or Creepy. I'm going to go get a bath, run in, kick on the projector, and watch some more Suits on Netflix, just like everybody else in America, I guess.
I love Suits.
So with that, that's another episode of Real or Creepy.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.